This is your home for Colorado College Tiger Hockey. KRDO-FM Security, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. KRDO-AM, Colorado Springs. This is the Chris Mayhot Show on KRDO News Radio. Time to talk Colorado College hockey. Here's Tigers head coach, Chris Mayhot, and the voice of the Tigers, Ken Landau.
It is a hockey night along the Front Range. What is a snowy Front Range as the snow starts to move its way from north to south toward Colorado Springs. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chris Mayhot Show. I'm Ken Landau, the head coach of the Tigers, is with us. And, Chris, happy February.
Happy February. Happy to be here.
It's hard to imagine that here we are. It's the month of February, and now, not that things aren't serious in the college hockey season starting the 1st of October, but we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. 5 weeks left to the regular season, basically, and every period, every shift, every weekend just gets that much more important. The stakes are higher. This is when it's fun to be a coach and maybe even more fun to be a player.
Yeah, it gets ramped up, and this is what you work for all summer. This is what you work for, you know, through training camp. The first part of the season is, you know, a lot of growth, developing an identity, developing, you know, a style, a swagger, a mentality. And you do it because, you know, not that, like you said, not that all the games don't matter. They do. But this is really where you put yourself in a spot to either have a successful year or not. You know, you put yourself, you're jockeying for position with standings. You know, you're trying to get things solidified in terms of, you know, power play units, lines, lineup, things like that, to put yourself in a spot to have a nice run at the end of the year and through the playoffs. So, you know, everything gets ratcheted up here a little bit because we're all have the same mentality and we're all trying to accomplish the same goals. So it's the fun time of year for sure.
That being said, the last couple of weekends, it's hard to tell whether you're in the frying pan or in the fire in this league. You're in one or the other, and either way, it's hot. It's tough. It's not easy. Going back a couple of weekends ago, of course, the home and home with Denver, we'd like to, you know, kind of erase all of that, but you can't. Your team did not play the way you thought it could against Denver, which made this past weekend something of a gut check for your team to see how they would respond, how they would bounce back, especially on Friday against Omaha. And I thought your team answered the call against Omaha. Not a perfect game. We discussed that afterwards, but certainly the effort was there and the determination to turn things around was certainly there from your team on Friday night.
Yeah, I think we played well on Friday and not our best, but well enough to win. And I think that's a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about all year, you know, is that we would play well in games, but were we playing well enough? And even though we were playing well, did we know how to win? And we were playing well, but not getting the results. And like we discussed, you know, the important part is getting the results and getting the win. That's why you put on the equipment. That's why you put on the jersey. And so, you know, I think, you know, we've started to develop a little bit of that type of understanding. You know, unfortunately, on Saturday, you know, I don't think we did enough to win, obviously. And it was a little bit of the opposite where, you know, all the steps that we had taken, I thought, and to play well on Friday, we kind of reverted, you know, went the other way and shot ourselves in the foot a little bit on Saturday. So, you know, there's growth, there's moments. You know, what was different for us on Saturday, and we've talked about a lot of firsts and setting a culture and setting a standard and, you know, how do we do things, is, you know, Saturday we had an opportunity to win a season series and to go 3-1 against a top 20 team and to have them at home. And so that was something that we embraced the opportunity, we talked about, We underperformed, but then again, it gave us an opportunity on Monday to really, you know, get down to the nitty gritty and discuss either what went wrong, or how we underperformed, and maybe so that the next time we're in that situation, you know, we come out with a better outcome and a better effort.
Chris, on Friday night, youth was served early on. Your team got the first goal of the game, a power play goal from Brett Chorsky, who you've talked about this multiple times, about Brett, who's 6 feet, 6 inches tall, looks to be taller than that, has the arm span of a seven-footer seemingly, but he scores in the tight places. And for a guy his size, that's not easy to do. That power play goal was typical of the three goals that he has scored, all of them from just about the same place.
No, it's not easy. It's, you know, because there's so many opportunities to be defended. You know, people think about, oh, well, one of the advantages of size is the reach, you know, and the amount of ground you can cover. Where when you're inside the hash marks and around that crease, there is no space, there is no reach. And so a lot of times, you know, what in on the outsides or along the walls is considered reach, when you get in tight, you know, it's exposed. And so, you know, to be able to get free hands around there, to be able to maneuver his hands in a way that allows the stick to get pucks up or, you know, make a move and avoid a defender stick or avoid the goalie is, you know, you don't see that come around very often. And he certainly has those hands, and he knows how to use them in tight. He knows how to get to those areas. And he knows how to get free hands in those areas, which, you know, like you said, is not easy, especially for a big man.
So Chorsky's goal, the only goal of the first period, it marked the first time in league play that your team had the lead after 20 minutes of play, which doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but it really is, because when you can carry that lead into the second period, you've got somebody chasing you for the next 40 minutes, by and large.
Yeah, and that's an interesting stat. I did not know that, but good to know. And that was something, you know, where we had a lead, and it was okay. Well, what do we do with it against a good hockey team? And, you know, can we hang on? Can we do the little things? Can we build? Can we add to it? And I thought, you know, we did that. I thought we went into the second period, you know, didn't have a great period, you know, but we were able to kind of build off of a good first, and take advantage of opportunities that presented themselves, and make sure that you know, then we go into the third with an even with the two goal lead, which sometimes is dangerous because you go out with the mentality that you're going to hang on to it. Where the other team comes out with the mentality that they have nothing to lose, to go for it. And I, you know, we gave them a goal, but I thought our response after that was fantastic.
I agree. I was just about to get to that point. The response from your team after Omaha scored just under 7 minutes into the third period, your guys ratcheted it up. They played better at the offensive end. They were tougher in the defensive end. And the goal that Brian Hawkinson scored to basically ice the game was a beautiful play all the way around. Hunter McCown was in the right corner, and I'm guessing that that Hawkinson was yelling for the puck as he came off the bench to join the play.
Yeah, he was certainly calling for it. But that's one of Hunter's gifts, is his ability to find people and make plays. You know, he did it. Hunter did a great job. He retrieved the puck down low. You know, their defenders stepped on him, tried to be hard on him, which is something that we talked about, something we knew Omaha liked to do. They defend hard in one-on-one situations. He protected it, you know, kept the defender on his back, got his feet moving, started to roll up the right corner, you know, was on a backhand. So, but he put it in his wheelhouse, and, you know, to hold a defender off, have your feet moving, and to be climbing the zone and make probably a 25, 30 foot backhand slip pass, to a guy, you know, coming, stepping into it. You talk about skill. That's a high end one. And you know, the unnoticed or the probably the untalked about part of that goal is Judding's planted right at the strong side post. And so if you look at their goalie Seville, he's having to look over Judding in the screen that Judding's creating, which makes him a little bit late to Hawk's shot, and Hawk made a great one. But it was really, there were a lot of really good things on that clip that led to that goal.
And then Brian Yoon puts the icing on the cake with an empty netter. And it was an empty net goal, but his first of the year. And that has to maybe take a little pressure off of him, because I know that he would like to have been contributing more offensively to this point in the season.
Yeah, you know, I think so. And I think he has contributed in so many ways. I think, you know, people probably look back and remember him as a freshman and what he was able to do, you know, points wise there, where he had 26 points in 41 games. You know, but he does so much for us. Like right now, you know, he's a plus five. You know, he's averaging over a shot a game, almost a shot and a half a game. He gets the other team's top lines. He's a top pair matchup type defenseman. He's usually one of the first guys over the boards on the PK. You know, he runs a power play. You know, so to think he's got 9 points, you know, in 24 games, 36 shots and a plus five, plus everything else that he does. I mean, he has really developed into a complete defenseman. I know he likes the points, but you can't, you know, points don't do justice to what he brings out for our team on a nightly basis.
Very good point indeed. So a 4-1 win on Friday, then, of course, the opportunity to sweep a series at home, win a season series against a team that's ranked in the top 20, and your team got off to a great start on Saturday. Hunter McCown cashing in 77 seconds into the game. You couldn't have asked for a better start on Saturday.
No, you really couldn't have. You know, and unfortunately for us, we couldn't hang on, but we were happy with the start. You know, we felt like we wanted to see it continue to grow and the confidence build. And we did that. I think we got out. You know, it was, I think he was the second line out. We started Cooley, Middleton, and Kazi, and they've been, you know, Middleton and Kazi as a winger pair have been absolutely phenomenal, whether it's been Cooley in between them or Prokop in between them, and they just bring energy. And so they got us off to a good start. They got some zone time. They drove pucks deep, kind of established a forecheck, and then we were able to send the Judding line out second and just kind of build off of that momentum. You know, it started with a forecheck. We got in as F1. Judding was the second guy to the battle. He wins the puck. Works out the weak side, finds Connor, and you know, and then we're able to, you know, bang in a rebound that snuck through. But it started with a good forecheck, and it started with, you know, two lines of going out and kind of building up towards that goal. So good start for us.
Omaha would score the next two to take a 2-1 lead into the third period. Your team had struggled at times to generate chances on Saturday, but a great opportunity, and Connor Mayer getting his first goal of the season just under 9 minutes into the third to make it a 2-2 game. That was a big lift, but then, you know, a big letdown when Omaha came back less than 2 minutes later to take the lead and eventually win the game 3-2.
Yeah, it was, you know, we didn't like our game through the first two periods. Honestly, after the first 2 minutes when we scored, you know, we disappeared for the majority of the game, and just uncharacteristic turnovers. You know, I give some credit to Omaha because they were putting pressure on us and forcing mistakes. You know, but for the most part, it was self-inflicted. We had pucks on our tape, time and space. You know, we just couldn't manage it. And it wasn't just the guy with the puck. It was, you know, a lot of times we had a guy with a puck and four guys watching him, and not really giving him an option. And so, You know, we just started turning pucks over, which allowed them to build momentum and feel like they were, that they were trying, they were starting to take over. And then they score, you know, the second goal in the second. And really we were lucky to get out of that period, in my opinion, you know, only down one. But I am really proud of the way we came out in the third. You know, we started to attack the game again, where I thought in the first two periods, especially after we scored, we were kind of hanging on to the game and playing not to lose rather than going after it and putting pressure on them and playing to win. You know, so, to come out in the third and build back up and start to take the momentum again and start to get back to our game was a really good sign. Obviously you get that goal and, you know, you never start to think ahead in the middle of a game, but you start to think, hey, you know, we're on them. This game is ours. We just gotta keep it up. And then, you know, a goal where it really, you know, it's not like they did much anything special. It was a 2-on-2 rush. We do 2-on-2s all the time for a lot of different reasons. And you know, we just, unfortunately we got beat with wide speed and their kid made a nice play to finish that. But, you know, a goal that really hurt, that's for sure. Not only, you know, the timing of it where they score right after we score, but just kind of how it happened, was kind of a bit of a, I guess, kick to the gut or, you know, a little bit of a, it stung, I'd say.
No question about that. And Omaha wins 3-2. They split the series. It proves the thing that we talk about all the time, how hard it is to sweep a team in the NCHC. It is just very, very difficult. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about where things are within the league as we move into the month of February. Stay with us. You are listening to the Chris Mayotte Show on KRDO News Radio.
At End Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're an owner. With no strings checking, you keep what's yours. No monthly maintenance fees, no minimum balance, and no Ent ATM fees. Plus, you earn dividends. Start banking like you own the place with no strings checking. It's the hassle-free, stress-free, all-free checking you deserve. Open an account today at ent.com/no strings. Account qualifications apply. Insured by NCUA.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Yes, Mr. Giant. I've heard Cordero's next park is inspired by the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk, and it'll have awesome features and fun games.
That is so cool. Our kids are going to love it.
Hey, let's head over to check out the new homes and discover all that makes Cordero a favorite community to call home.
It's true. Cordero keeps getting better with new builder lot releases, an upcoming community park, and more walking trails.
Don't forget, last year a new heated lap pool and the Wild Rumpus 16-acre park were completed. Let's get to Cordero right away.
Time to discover Cordero, a family-friendly premier neighborhood with the renowned D20 schools, just 10 minutes from I-25. The final phase of lots is underway. Visit Cordero.com to connect with builders and learn more. That's Cordero.com.
Okay, big fella, you grab your magic beans, I'll be in the car. We want to arrive early for the best selection.
What's the recipe for surprising the kids, treating yourself, and ditching dish duty? Spoiler alert, it's not a recipe at all. It's Pizza Hut. Get your favorites like the crispy on the outside, soft on the inside goodness of original pan, the one and only original stuffed crust, the fully loaded flavor of meat lovers, and so much more. Now that's my kind of recipe. Order now at PizzaHut.com. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Prices and participation vary.
These lakes hold a lot of stories, and all of them get better every time they're told. Because you've got 40-inch gators out there, giant lakers, crappies, sunnies, and walleye. So many walleye. Whatever you're after under the ice, Shields has what you need. Shields in-store and online at Shields.com. Get ready. The ice is calling.
For nearly 30 years, ERA Shields Real Estate has been committed to providing excellence and making your home buying dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or upgrading to something more suitable for your family, they are always there for you. They also assist in worldwide relocation. ERA Shields Real Estate, building smarter communities locally and across the globe. To learn more, visit ERAShields.com or call 593-1000. ERA Shields Real Estate is a proud sponsor of CC Tiger Hockey.
This is the Chris Mayock Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back, Tiger fans. The Chris Mayock Show. Ken Landau with you, the head coach of the Tigers, along as well as always. And a reminder, coming up this weekend, the Tigers take on the number 5 team in the nation, Western Michigan. They'll be coming into the Ed Robeson Arena. Friday's game is a 7:30 start. We go on the air at 7 with the pregame show. That game will be televised live on AT&T Sportsnet. Saturday's game, a 6 p.m. faceoff with a pregame show set for 5:30. And the tickets for this weekend's games, this weekend series was originally scheduled for January 14th and 15th. Your tickets have automatically been shifted over. They've been automatically transferred to this weekend, and they will work for entry into the arena. We can't wait to see it. And on Saturday, for the youngsters, they'll each get a CC Hockey Growth Chart poster presented by Children's Hospital Colorado, always one of the best and favored giveaways each and every season. Chris, looking back at last weekend, just briefly, a split didn't allow your team to move ahead of Omaha. You're still back behind Omaha by 3 points in the standings. But when we look at the standings, there's basically two bunches of teams. You've got the four teams at the top, which are separated by 7 points. And then you've got three teams from fifth through seventh that are separated by 5 points. So there's an opportunity down the stretch here for a lot of jockeying of position within the standings. All it takes is a good weekend or two, and you can move from, say, 7th to 5th place, 4th place to 1st place or 2nd place. It's going to be crazy to watch what happens here down the stretch.
Yeah, and that's the league. There's always a lot of – it's always tight. And like you said, there's kind of – two separate spots right now, two chunks. And so, you know, the thing with the league is, you know, with 3 points for a win, things can happen quickly. You have a good weekend. And all of a sudden you might find yourself, you know, towards the top or, you know, chasing a different set. So, that's why it's a fun part of the year, because things get tight. One win, two wins. You put together a stretch, and you can make a lot of difference.
The one thing you'd absolutely need to avoid right now is any sort of extended losing skid, because, again, while wins can, you know, vault you up in the standings, losses can do the exact opposite and will do the exact opposite.
Yeah. But that's no different with any league across the country. Is now we're all playing each other. The non-conference is done. It's all about playing each other, and things happen quickly because there's a lot of good teams, and you know, in our league, each good team, there's no easy weekend. So you can't really go into a weekend predicting what's going to happen. You just got to take care of your business and keep your head down and pick it up when you get the chance to see what else is shaking out.
I know we mentioned this briefly last month on the show, but the Winter Olympics begin later on this week. The hockey tournament begins a few days later. The NCHC will be very well represented, not just on the ice, but behind the benches as well.
Yeah, it's. I can't wait for it to start. I think it's going to be a ton of fun, and I'm really excited to see how the college players stack up. Obviously we believe in our product. We believe in our level. We believe in the type of student athletes we're able to recruit, to our schools across the country. Having been around the majority of the college guys, if not all of them, through the World Junior. I know the type of players they are, the type of people they are, and it's really going to be exciting. I think it's going to be a great showcase for college hockey and a type of opportunity that rarely has college hockey had with the type of audience that they'll be in front of. And, and obviously with Brett Larson being there, it's a great showcase for our league as well. And, the type of coaches and the type of players that compete here every weekend. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. No question about that. Chris, we're going to step aside. We'll let you take a break. We're going to bring Matt Vernon and Hunter McCown on after this next time out. We're going to be talking to those standout players from the Tigers. That's coming up next. You're listening to the Chris Mayotte Show on KRDO News Radio.
At Park State Bank and Trust, you will experience true community banking from a locally owned, independent bank. Their land and construction lending experts will help you meet your goals with convenient, personalized service. Park State Bank and Trust is a proud sponsor of the CC Hockey Power Play for Charity and gladly supports the Community Partnership Family Resource Center. Park State Bank and Trust, your hometown banking partner for over 50 years. Visit psbtrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom. How the world connects.
Don't let winter weather catch you unprepared. Make sure your vehicle has the right tires to navigate the elements with help from Rex Tire. Getting new tires can be an overwhelming task, so turn to the experts at Rex Tire to find the right tires for your needs. Rex Tire has a wide selection of tires, from budget options to top quality brands. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, and more. Rex Tire is centrally located at 509 West Colorado, so come in and get the tires you need for whatever comes your way.
We are sorry, but due to extremely high call volume, we are unable to handle your call at this time.
You gotta be kidding me!
Please try again later, or on our next business day.
You need a company that answers the phones, not somebody that puts you on hold. Call Payroll City, 719-260-9933. You need Payroll City, a local company with national service. Call Payroll City, 260-9933. PayrollCity.com.
Hey folks, Justin Hermes here with Real Estate Realities. Make sure you're tuning into my show every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or again at 1 p.m. Folks, it's life-changing. We're talking real estate, creating money while you sleep, folks. You know, with inflation, your 401k, your Roth IRA, those buckets are not solely enough. You have to get real estate involved in your retirement. So make sure you tune in every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 232-1063.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
This is the Chris Mayotte Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Chris Mayotte Show. Ken Landau with you, and just a reminder, the Tigers in Western Michigan, the Broncos are ranked 5th in the nation. They are one of the best teams in the land. They come to town this weekend. Friday's game is a 7:30 start. We go on the air at 7 p.m. with a pregame show. The game will be televised on AT&T Sportsnet, and Saturday's game, a 6 p.m. face-off, 5:30 pregame show. And don't forget, the kids get a growth chart poster on Saturday presented by our great friends at Children's Hospital. Very pleased to be joined right now by a couple of guys who had pretty decent weekends for the Tigers. Goaltender Matt Vernon, he's a junior from Calgary, Alberta. And Hunter McCown, who is from just about everywhere you can imagine, but he calls San Jose, California home. For Matt Vernon, a cold, snowy day, no big deal. For Hunter McCown, it's something he's had to get used to over the years. Right, guys?
Yeah, pretty much. Softball correction.
Guys, let's talk about this past weekend. Matt, you had a chance to start both games. You came into the weekend without a win, despite having some tremendous statistics in terms of goals against average and save percentage. It had to be a little frustrating that you didn't have a straight figure in the win column, but you played a great game certainly on Friday night to ring up that first win of the season, and it's been a while. So to get that win, it had to feel really good.
Yeah, it felt incredible. You know, been in a few games with a lot of good efforts from the team that just didn't really work out. And finally, you know, we got the scoring down that Friday night, and I felt like I was in a pretty decent zone there. So it felt good to be firing on all cylinders and get that win.
No doubt about that. Hunter, your game has really kind of blossomed this year. Talk about how your game has grown from last year to this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a long time coming, and just a lot of work with maybe not as many results as you would have liked to seen. And it's really, like you said, blossomed recently, which is fun to see, and makes you want to keep pushing. So,
Hunter, you look like physically you're stronger out on the ice. Did you spend a lot of time during this past off season in the weight room trying to build up and increase your physical strength?
Yeah, absolutely. Had a really good summer up in Michigan with the U.S. program and the trainers there. And it's a great spot because a lot of my buddies come back from that team, and we really push each other hard up there. And it's by far my favorite place to be in the summer.
You know, and if you like long days in the summer, Michigan's not a bad place to be. You got those late sunsets, and if you get to the Big Lake, that's not too shabby. Matt, NCHC Goalie of the Week, what does that mean to you?
You know, it just means the hard work's been paying off. You know, getting NCHC Goalie of the Week it's really something that you just don't do on your own, though. Obviously, like, with the way we played on Friday, gave me the chance to keep them to one. And obviously the way we played Friday wasn't our best, but guys still found ways to help me out, whether it was a tough rebound, boxing out or whatnot. So to me, it's more of a team thing. Like I can't contribute just myself to that kind of award. That's something that a lot of guys have helped me attain so far.
And Hunter, when Matt talks about that fact that it's a team award, goalies don't do things all by themselves normally. Every once in a while, they'll stand on their heads and make people shake their heads saying, what's going on there? But as a team, you guys take great pride in team defense, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely we do. But yeah, you know, it's fun. We all see the work that goes on with Vern, and he's, you know, like you said earlier, maybe hasn't gotten the results that he deserves in the win column necessarily, but you know, it's been fun to watch him. He has been standing on his head for us, so that's been big, because there's been a lot of opportunities where games could take a different turn, but he's been there for us, so it's been big.
When you know that, and when you see that happening, Hunter, that gives you guys some added confidence, knowing that, you know, that last line of defense is pretty solid back there, and it allows you guys to play more of your game, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we, like you said, the team defense, we're you know, always trying to play kind of as a unit of five out there and stay connected, because that's how we're most successful as a group. And it's a unit of six at times when Vern comes in. So, yeah, he really helps us and lets us thrive up front.
Matt, when you get ready for a game, what's your pregame ritual like? Because everybody hears stories of how eccentric goaltenders are, and that they have these weird or maybe off-the-wall idiosyncrasies. Do you do anything that the normal person might just sit there and say, what is that guy up to?
I'm going to say no to that, honestly. you'd be surprised the routine, like me and even Dom have like very typical routines, you know, mostly do the team warm up with everybody, play sewer ball just like everybody else. The only difference for me is I find I get to the rink probably around 2 hours, 45 minutes. I'm one of the few guys that likes to eat our pregame meal closer to the game. And then I come in, just tape my stick, start rolling out, stretching, nothing too crazy. I have a bit of a hand-eye warm-up that I do where I juggle some racket balls against the wall and work on the hands and the eyes. But besides that, I'd like to say there's nothing out of the ordinary.
You mentioned taping your stick. Is there a certain – do you tape your stick the exact same way every single time you tape it up for a game?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's never going to be the exact same. I do it as close as I can. Put a little one piece of tape under the blade, then tape around the blade like any other normal person.
Well, no one who plays goalie is normal. Let's admit that. You gotta have, if not a screw loose, at least it's loosened to stand back there and let hard pieces of rubber come at you at almost 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's. I mean, hockey already is a tough game. Like being a forward, taking hits, giving hits. Same with defensemen, blocking shots with minimal padding. They already. It's, you know, it's nothing different than any other hockey player, in my opinion. The only difference is it's goaltending is considered one of the more solitary positions, and there is the added pressure at times. It, not saying that there isn't pressure for other guys, but there is added pressure sometimes in certain situations. But, you know, that's something I've kind of learned to thrive on.
Hunter, have you ever played goalie?
No, and I think I'm going to stick that way.
Good point. And that's not a bad way to approach things. Guys, let's have you stick around for another segment. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more with Matt Vernon and Hunter McCown. You're listening to the Chris Mayotte Show on KRDO News Radio.
Carl's Jr. presents Meaty Meditations. Breathe in the bacon. Now breathe out the bacon. Breathe in the bacon, breathe out the bacon, in bacon, out bacon.
Time for bacon. Find delicious satisfaction with the Double Western Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Today, we work for your garden to ensure there's a water supply for future generations. For small business, with rebates to help your bottom line. For family recipes, with ways to help you save at home. And for Colorado Springs, as we cut our carbon footprint by 80% by 2030. Today, we work for tomorrow, because this is our home too. Colorado Springs Utilities works for the future. Visit changethecurrent.com to see how.
Come work at your local Pizza Hut. With flexible scheduling and a fun, fast-paced environment, there's a job for everyone. You could even be a delivery driver making tips from your own car. Apply online at jobs.pizzahut.com. Pizza Hut restaurants are operated by independent franchisees who control their own employee policies and practices.
These lakes hold a lot of stories, and all of them get better every time they're told. Because you've got 40-inch gators out there, giant Lakers, crappie, sunnies, and walleye. So many walleye. Whatever you're after under the ice, Shields has what you need. Shields in-store and online at shields.com. Get ready. The ice is calling.
At End Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're an owner. With no strings checking, you keep what's yours. No monthly maintenance fees, no minimum balance, and no Ent ATM fees. Plus, you earn dividends. Start banking like you own the place with no strings checking. It's the hassle-free, stress-free, all-free checking you deserve. Open an account today at ent.com/no strings. Account qualifications apply. Insured by NCUA.
The $10 Tastemaker from Pizza Hut. Stuck in traffic? Just think of all the delicious meat and veggie combinations. Whoops, got a little distracted there. Large, up to three toppings, just $10. No one out pizzas the hut. Deal not available in some locations. Exclusions apply.
For nearly 30 years, ERA Shields Real Estate has been committed to providing excellence and making your home buying dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or upgrading to something more suitable for your family, they are always there for you. They also assist in worldwide relocation. ERA Shields Real Estate, building smarter communities locally and across the globe. To learn more, visit ERAShields.com or call 593-1000. ERA Shields Real Estate is a proud sponsor of CC Tiger Hockey.
This is the Chris Mayock Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, on what will certainly be a snowy night for everyone before things are said and done. And the Tigers are hoping to snow down on Western Michigan this weekend when they come to visit the Robeson Arena Friday and Saturday. Friday's game, we'll start with our pregame show at 7. Face-off set for 7:30. You can watch that game on the AT&T Sportsnet. Saturday's game is a 6 o'clock start, 5:30 pregame show, and a free growth poster for all the kids, a CC Hockey growth poster presented by our great friends at Children's Hospital, Colorado. Matt, you're one of a few guys on the team whose dads played in the National Hockey League. Your dad, Mike Vernon, a two-time Stanley Cup winner. You probably don't have much of, if any, memories of your dad playing because you were born just before the end of his career. He only played a couple of seasons after you came on the scene, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I pretty much don't remember anything. Like, he retired when I was turning 4, I think.
Yeah, like, that'd right be right.
So that's, yeah, I pretty much remember nothing. The only memory I have is of people coming up to him every now and then and just like, oh my gosh.
Especially yeah. Growing up in Calgary, your dad's a hero up there.
It's actually funny because back in juniors, I went for a camp in Muskegon in Michigan, and I swear there was probably 6 or 7 people that came up to him there. And when it's compared to Calgary, where it only ever – I never really saw a ton of people come up to him directly just when it was at a hockey rink for my kind of game. So – I thought that was actually pretty interesting to me.
Well, Canadians are by nature much more polite. You know, they don't want to interrupt or impose on people. Hunter, your folks, you're not really a hockey family per se in the sense that, you know, your dad didn't play at a high level, but your parents have been extremely supportive. They have followed you basically wherever you have gone through, you know, the last number of years. Mom and dad have been right there to support you and cheer you on. That has to be nice.
Yeah, it's huge. But yeah, like you said, not a hockey family for sure. You know, neither of my parents played at all growing up. And I just kind of found that one on my own. But yeah, they've been obviously my rock for my whole career. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without them because they've just been huge. Obviously, to move around the country for me is something that I don't take for granted. And, you know, it's something that they're, you know, fortunately able to do because of their work and how flexible they are with that. And I'm an only child. So that's been really special. And it's been really helpful too, as I grow up here.
Before coming here, Hunter, you played with the U.S. National Development Team program. What was that experience like being surrounded with basically a teenage all-star team of guys that all have gone on to play college hockey or might now be in the pros as well?
Yeah, it was an unreal experience. I mean, it's just not something that a lot of people get to do, and you know, you definitely feel special when you get to play there. And you know, like I said, I stay in touch with all those guys in the summer, get to see them, and you look at a couple of them now are headed off to the Olympics, which is really awesome to see. But yeah, it was a really fun time playing there. And, you know, certainly a difficult time at parts for me, but just a huge piece in my development. Really, you know, was able to learn a lot there.
Matt, Hunter just mentioned the Olympics, and the Olympics get started over in China later this week. And, of course, the hockey element is obviously what we are most interested in. It's a different type of tournament now because the NHL stars are not there. A lot of college players are going. But that doesn't reduce the rivalry between the U.S. and Canada once they finally meet. What's that going to be like? What's that dynamic going to be like among you guys on the team? There's a handful of Canadians and a bunch of Americans. Who's going to be the loudest when Team USA and Team Canada square off?
Well, that's a good question. We got a few Canadians on the team, and all of us do tend to give our support, obviously, to Canada. But it's going to be an interesting one. A lot of college guys are playing for, and ex-college guys are playing for the American team. So it'll be hard for a guy like me to pick a side and be obviously loud about it. You know, it'd be a different story if there are NHL guys there and it was, and whatnot. But you know, these are guys that we play against day in, day out. So, I want to give my support to the guys from our league and from other college hockey leagues, just to, like Chris said, like Coach said, you know, showcase what college players can do. So it's going to be really exciting to watch, regardless of how things go for Canada or the U.S.
Hunter, it's going to be a lot of fun for you guys as a group to watch these games. I imagine you guys will gather together, if not as an entire team, certainly in small groups to watch the games that take place over in China.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll definitely be tuning in. But yeah, I can guarantee you there won't be a lot of cheering for the Canadian side where I'll watch. But yeah, we'll be full support for the red, white, and blue, that's for sure.
Okay, here's a very important question that we'll wrap up with, guys. Tim Hortons or Dunkin' Donuts?
All right, I'll start this one off first. So I'm not a huge coffee guy, but whenever I do go home, I make sure I go and get myself a nice large double-double and a Timmy's donut at the very least. And I just don't think that Dunkin' provides the same quality. I know there's a few places where you can get Timmy's here in the U.S. and mostly in the northern U.S., but for me, that answer is blatantly obvious.
Hunter, care to counter that?
I mean, growing up when we would play tournaments in Canada, I would make it mandatory that I would at least stop at Tim Hortons once. But, you know, can't turn on the country. I'll say America runs on Dunkin'.
There we go. There we go. We've got it. We've got a very clear divide here between these two young men. Listen, guys, thank you so much for joining us here on this Tuesday night. Big weekend against Western Michigan. One quick key for success from each of you this weekend against the Broncos. Matt, we'll start with you.
All right. I'm going to say puck management. I feel like when we're managing the puck really well is when we play our best. So I'm going to say that's probably my first key.
Hunter, what's the number one key in your mind against the Broncos?
I think number one key for me is confidence. You know, we got to go in and, you know, not feel the game out at all. We're used to playing these big gun teams, and we know we can hang with anybody. So go in and know where we stand and take it to them right away.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Hunter McCown, Matt Vernon, our guests here on the Chris Mayotte Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the head coach, talk more about the upcoming weekend. That is ahead. You are listening to the Chris Mayotte Show on KRDO News Radio.
The Medicine Shop does so much more than fill prescriptions. Your family's well-being is our top priority. That's why we offer medication synchronizations, health screenings, immunizations, medication therapy management, and more, all with the care and attention your family deserves. At The Medicine Shop, we make it convenient for you to live a healthy lifestyle. Our community-centered approach means you can count on us. So come see us at The Medicine Shop at Wasatch and Jackson or on West Colorado Avenue.
Jay Garvins of Churchill Mortgage lives in Colorado Springs. He and his family call it home. What you may not know is that Dave Ramsey and Churchill Mortgage had no physical building in Colorado Springs until Jay Garvins opened his doors in 2015. More and more people are discovering why an actual branch in downtown Colorado Springs is making it so much easier to do business with the local team with local access, providing local answers for local questions. If you're looking for a lender who understands your unique challenges and goals, call Jay Garvins and his local team at Churchill Mortgage. The phone number is local, 719-330-1457. That's 719-330-1457. Navigate to ChurchillColorado.com, select Meet the Colorado Springs Team, connect with Jay Garvins, and view his calendar to get 15 minutes worth of free advice today. Churchill Mortgage helps you with your loans and has been affiliated with Dave Ramsey for years. Call Jay Garvins today at 719-330-1457.
On some days we buy things, but on other days we tend to buy stuff. Oh boy, it's good to have an everyday account from Credit Union of Colorado. Debit cards, mobile wallets, and ATMs make it easy to do less checking and more doing. You can buy coffee, bathroom towels, and sweet and sour chicken with extra sauce. You know, things and stuff. Find your Lifetopia with Credit Union of Colorado. Go to cuofco.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Frozen and burst pipes cause major water damage and can even lead to dangerous mold. When you discover leaks, flooding, or mold, First General Services is standing by. Start to finish, we'll assess the damage, clean it up, and rebuild your property like new. Know who to call 24/7 for complete and quality property restoration. First General Services, locally owned in Colorado Springs since 1983. Visit fgsfrontrange.com or call 719-635-3056.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
This is the Chris Mayotte Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back into the Chris Mayotte Show on this first day, this first Tuesday of February. Tomorrow, I think, is Groundhog Day.
Correct.
Not far from home, Punxsutawney Phil will make his annual appearance. I'm never sure whether, you know, if he sees his shadow, if he doesn't see his shadow. What difference does it really make? It's winter until it becomes spring, right?
Exactly.
Chris, let's talk about Western Michigan coming to town. There are no nights off. There are no easy weekends. But this Western Michigan team under their new head coach, Pat Firschweiler, Pat has gotten this team to a different level than where Andy Murray had it. And they were pretty good under Andy Murray. But this year, boy, this team, they are clicking on all cylinders right now.
They are. It's been right from the start of the year, too. I think one of the big statement games early on, or one of the big surprise games, was that they absolutely handed one to Michigan at Yost. And they're a good team. And when you talk about Western, it feels kind of like a repeat of talking about Duluth or talking about St. Cloud. They're older, they're experienced, they're deep. You don't see a fall off. I know they have a couple guys that are up there in terms of scoring, but you really don't see a fall off from one line to the next in terms of how they play, the type of energy they play with. in their skill. They have a kid, Ethan Frank, who's a senior with 25 points, 18 goals, which is obviously a big number. But you look at him, he's got 13 of his 25 points on the power play, so more than half. But they just have a good older group. Their top eight scorers are juniors and seniors. Our top eight scorers are freshmen and sophomores. And it's not, that doesn't mean that we're setting up an excuse for ourselves. It's just the fact of the matter. But our job is to go out and match their experience, and attack the game and welcome them to Colorado Springs and Robeson Arena.
And they're a heavy team, too. They've always been a heavy team. They play a physical brand of hockey. They don't give you much space out there.
No, they don't. It'll be a big boy hockey weekend. It'll be about who's stronger, who's willing to do the difficult things, who's willing to win space, finish your hits, get to the net, get to the gritty areas. Like you said, they're big and they're big and they're strong, and they're experienced. So, they have a good team. I think our game, I don't want to say goes well against them, but I think, we have the ability to play with them, and to play a similar style. And I think it'll come down to who executes more or better that night. Looking at the CHN comparison, they're 6'1.5" is the average size. We're 5'11.5". So, we'll have to do it another way.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, always a pleasure. Looking forward to the weekend, and it's going to be an interesting weekend against the Broncos. Let's take it a step further than we did against Omaha. That's going to do it here for the Chris Mayotte Show. For the head coach of the Tigers, I'm Ken Landau. We'll see you on Friday from the Robeson Arena. Good night, everyone.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA Equal Opportunity Employer.
Carl's Jr. presents Meaty Meditations. Breathe in the bacon. Now breathe out the bacon. Breathe in the bacon. Breathe out the bacon. In bacon. Out bacon.
Time for bacon. Find delicious satisfaction with the Double Western Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
These lakes hold a lot of stories, and all of them get better every time they're told. Because you've got 40-inch gators out there, giant lakers, crappies, sunnies, and walleye. So many walleye. Whatever you're after under the ice, Shields has what you need. Shields in-store and online at shields.com. Get ready. The ice is calling.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Yes, Mr. Giant. I've heard Cordera's next park is inspired by the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk, and it'll have awesome features and fun games.
That is so cool. Our kids are going to love it.
Hey, let's head over to check out the new homes and discover all that makes Cordera a favorite community to call home.
It's true. Cordera keeps getting better with new builder lot releases, an upcoming community park, and more walking trails.
Don't forget, last year a new heated lap pool and the Wild Rumpus 16-acre park were completed. Let's get to Cordera right away.
Time to discover Cordera, a family-friendly premier neighborhood with the renowned D20 schools, just 10 minutes from I-25. The final phase of lots is underway. Visit Cordera.com to connect with builders and learn more. That's Cordera.com.
Okay, big fella, you grab your magic beans, I'll be in the car. We want to arrive early for the best selection.
Ready on take one?
Ready.
Okay, this is a crucial moment of the audiobook, The Big Escape.
Chapter 9, they had waited long enough when finally the clock struck midnight and...
Wait, where are you going? Nope.
When you need a taco, you need a taco. Try the Beefy Melton Fiesta Veggie Burritos. Just $2 each. Only at Taco Bell. And that's my time.
I'm not the voiceover guy, too. But, guess I'll read the legal copy. At participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. Taco Bell vegetarian items allow for dairy and egg consumption. Preparation methods could lead to cross-contact with meat. Visit TacoBell.com for full details.
KRDO News Radio is KRDO FM Security, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. KRDO AM, Colorado Springs.